אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. There are fears of a full-scale war as rockets rain from Gaza, mobs burn synagogues inside Israel, and the IDF retaliated with airstrikes against Hamas targets. What began with rioting in Jerusalem last week escalated with Israel on the brink of its first major conflict since 2014. As of press time, 5 Israelis, including a 7-year-old girl, had been killed and scores injured as at least 700 rockets were fired at Israel between last Monday and Wednesday. Then on Thursday, a 5-year-old boy, Ido Avigal from Sderot, died from wounds after a rocket hit his home, and a 21-year-old IDF soldier, Omer Tabib, died after his jeep was directly hit by a Hamas anti-tank missile from Gaza. A state of emergency was declared in the city of Lod, whose mayor decried widespread and violent rioting by Arab mobs. He described it as a civil war, as synagogues, cars and shops in that city burned. Arab unrest also spilled onto the streets of Ramla. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne called on all leaders to take immediate steps to halt the violence and restore calm, while a shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong said Labor is deeply distressed by recent violence and incitement in Jerusalem, including unacceptable attacks on worshippers and rocket attacks. Labor calls on all sides to de-escalate. There's been some swift reaction from Australian Jewish leaders. Addressing the Jerusalem unrest that preceded the escalation, Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin said, "We're appalled by the carefully orchestrated violence in Jerusalem, which included the stockpiling of slabs of stones in a holy place and a persistent campaign of incitement to racist violence, using the myth that the Al-Aqsa Mosque was in danger of Jewish desecration." He said the Hamas rockets constitute a dangerous escalation by Hamas, for which they will inevitably suffer, and we mourn the loss of innocent life and stand in solidarity with the people of Israel, who are once again living through the terror of bomb shelters, sirens, and devastating loss of life and property. Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Chairman Mark Leibler called the latest violence particularly egregious. Hamas has both orchestrated clashes in Jerusalem's holy sites during Ramadan and cynically seized on the potential eviction of some Palestinian residents of Sheikh Jarrah as the result of the outcome of a long-standing private court case over land ownership as pretext to starting a round of violence. However, he said, as always, the underlying causes are this terror group's refusal to accept Israel's right to exist and willingness to not only target Israeli civilians, but cynically put the lives of Gaza's civilians in danger to score political points. And just on Thursday night, New South Wales opposition leader Jody McKay tweeted a message, the following message: "Thinking of the Palestinian community on the eve of Eid, I know they're worried about friends and family in Jerusalem and Gaza. Attacks on the innocent and on places of worship are unacceptable." So that message from the New South Wales opposition leader caught plenty of attention, as it did not mention the more than 1,000 rocket attacks by Palestinian militants in Gaza that were aimed at Israeli civilians. One reply to that tweet was by the Zionist Council of New South Wales' Director of Israel Affairs, Arsen Ostrovsky, who is living, as he says in the message, "Hi Jody, I am an Australian from Sydney currently in Israel at the moment." He posted a photo of him holding his baby son. "At 3:30 a.m. in the morning, I am cradling my baby in a makeshift bomb shelter in Israel after Palestinians in Gaza fired barrage of rockets, more than 1,000 in 24 hours. Are you thinking of us also?" he asked Jody McKay, opposition leader.
Did she reply to that?
Not at this stage.
It's interesting. We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update. Talking about the Labour Party, Walt Secord from the Labour Party actually commented on the anti-Israel boycott movement in the Labour Party. What did he say?
Yes, so he actually spoke at State Parliament last Tuesday night, and he was speaking about the anti-Israel boycott movement and describing it as vile, discriminatory, anti-Semitic, and that it incites hatred and violence. Secord is the deputy chair of the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel and also patron of the New South Wales Labour Israel Action Committee, and he was one of two senior shadow ministers to speak against BDS, the other being COGRA MP Chris Minns. So Secord told the Legislative Council, "It is well known that I support a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians and oppose vehemently a boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, which masquerades as a social justice movement but does nothing to advance peace." He said it has no place in mainstream political debate, and importantly, it fails to acknowledge that Israel is the only democracy in the region and is straight, and it's straight out of the discredited Jeremy Corbyn playbook. He continued, "Unfortunately, some elements in the various branches of my political party, the Labour Party, circulate BDS motions. And as a senior member of New South Wales Labour, I feel that members have a responsibility to nip this lunacy in the bud and speak out publicly against it, because those who support BDS are united by one goal to destroy Israel, so I pledge to fight the movement and resist anyone who promotes it in New South Wales and Australia."
Shane, on a different topic, Australia is to boycott Durban 4, and Israel and the US already dropped out of the United Nations, the original World Conference on Racism in Durban, because as we remember, Israel was, in that conference, was declared as a racist country.
Yes, and speaking at an Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce event in Melbourne last Thursday on the topic, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said, "We will not associate Australia with one-sided and contentious language that singles out Israel or an event that champions such language." The move by the Australian government continues its policy of boycotting the Durban 4 conference, which began after Israel and America dropped out of the United Nations original World Conference on Racism, which was held in Durban back in 2001, which singled out Israel only as being racist. Morrison said, "Not that it should come as a surprise from me and my government, but in 2009 and 2011, we did not attend the Durban Declarations meetings, and we will not be attending them going forward. Our position is unchanged, a position that successive coalition and Labor governments have both reinforced since 2001.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.